You can pay $255 to play this golf course in the summer, or get a steal of a deal and play it for $70 in the winter. I'm going to tell you why it's worth the trip. My Comet is a public golf course that would be talked about a whole lot more if it was on the mainland. In 2021, it was good enough to host a USGA event alongside Sankaty Head. The US Mid-Am Championship was there. It hosted one of the stroke play rounds before the match play went to Sankaty, so every player got to play it. I caddied in it, and it was exceptional. It was my introduction to Maya Comet. It's challenging. It's in great shape, even in the winter, because of the land it's on. It's sandy soil. The greens roll great. But it does take a lot of effort to get down to Nantucket, even in the winter, and you have to pay to get down there. So even with the $70 price tag, there are still extra things you do have to pay for to get down from Hyannis or from another ferry launch to get to Nantucket and then to the golf course. So let's break down what it costs to play the golf course from soup to nuts, from door to door for you as you are making your trip and planning this, because I think you should. Now, I'm not just telling you to do this trip. I did this trip in April with my buddy Jameson. We drove down early on an April morning. We kind of pushed it all the way to the almost to the April 30th deadline. Got a good, bright, chilly, windy day, but managed to go down and play it. I also did this same round in February, but I was already on Nantucket. Had three guys who were doing the day trip, and I actually helped them out by picking them up. So I picked up Noah and his two buddies, and we went and played, and I paid $70 for that round as well. So I've done this twice, once from my house all the way back to my house, and one time just happened to be on Nantucket for a couple days. It's a nice place to go in the winter. It's cheaper, and it's very, very quiet. So the things you are going to pay for when you're getting down there, you're going to pay for parking, you're going to pay for a ferry ride, you're going to pay two taxi rates to get to and from the golf course. And that's it. And then you got to pay for the golf, obviously. Parking at the Highline Ferry is $10 up until April 14th. So it's pretty cheap. This is a price you can kind of break down if you've got a couple buddies and you want to go. You can split up some of these costs, especially the taxi ride and the parking. Ferry ride, you got to pay on your own. Golf, you got to pay on your own. Highline Ferry is the fast ferry. It takes an hour to get over there. So you could take really an 8:30 a.m. ferry and be on the island by 9:30 and be playing golf by 10:15, which is what Jameson and I did. The drive was way faster to get down there because there was no traffic as well. Kind of a perk of playing golf and getting out of there in the wintertime versus battling Cape traffic when the weather is a little bit better. The round trip ferry costs $91. So if you're going down by yourself, you're $100 out of pocket before you even get onto the island. We had no problem getting a taxi to the golf course, and we also had no problem getting one back from the course to the ferry in time to hop on our ride home. There's usually taxis, and there's a taxi stand near the ferry. So when you get off, you can put your clubs in a taxi and head out. The price for the taxi obviously ranges depending on really the time of year and timing and everything else. But when I looked it up, it was $25 to $40. I think Jameson and I, it was $30 for each trip, so $60 round trip. Again, we split the price, which is nice. If you've got two other buddies, three other buddies, a $60 round trip taxi fare becomes $15 a person. That's kind of a nice little bite out of that chunk of change if you're on your own. It's a little bit more, obviously. So now you've spent $100 to get onto the island, maybe another $15 to $30 to $60 to get to the golf course, depending on, you know, if you're on your own or not. And then you're paying $70 to play the golf course. So after all that traveling, an early alarm clock, a little bit of driving, some time on the ferry, some time in a taxi, you get to the golf course, and it's worth the trip, you realize pretty quickly. It's in great shape. There are some great golf holes. It is a walkable golf course. There's a couple long walks between holes, but it's pretty flat. You could get a cart, but that's going to cost you extra. They gave me a push cart for free. I didn't bring my push cart with me. So that was a nice little bonus too, just to have something to put my clubs on and push along. Usually in the wintertime, you're carrying a few extra things just to try to stay warmer. You're shedding layers as the day gets a little bit warmer. So that was a nice little perk as well. I appreciated them doing that, and they seem to do it for anybody who's there to walk the golf course. You can just push a cart as well. I think some of my favorite holes on the golf course are the sixth hole. The fourth and fifth are back-to-back par fives, which is kind of a fun thing to play back-to-back par fives. And then the sixth hole is a kind of a Cape style par four, pretty short, shares a fairway with the fifth. It's kind of in this section of land that the third through ninth hole sit on. And it's just a cool hole. Lets you hit driver if you want to rip driver over the corner, and you can have, in the summertime, you can get up pretty close to the green. Wintertime, you're going to have to be back a little bit, just the ball's not flying as far, but cool green complex. Also highlights some of the bunkering that the golf course, I think, kind of makes it, it just is a unique looking set of bunkers because they're cut sharply. Some of them are cut kind of close to the green, so you could almost see yourself putting into the bunker if you're not too careful. The par threes overall are also really good. The best stretch of golf at Maya Comet, I think, is from standing on that 12th tee box until you get to, you know, you could almost argue you could till you get to the 18th tee. 18 is just a pretty straight par five, but really the core of that strength is 12, 13, 14 in my book. I think those three holes are excellent. I think the 13th hole is my favorite on the golf course. 6 and 13 are probably my two standouts. I just love that green. There's no bunkering. It's a really challenging tee shot. And when I caddied in the U.S. Mid-Am for my friend Brandon, they played the 14th as a par 4. And it's a challenging par 4. It's a good par 5. Landing area off the tee is kind of blind because there's bunkering. Then the hole goes downhill and you're dealing with a pop bunker if you want to lay up. All the greens are challenging to putt. They're all in good shape even in the winter because of the soil, because just of the lack of snow. They're not, you know, wet or soggy or soft. So everything there is very playable even if you went in February, March, or April and are paying your $70 and feeling like you're spending roughly about $265 if you throw in, you know, grabbing a burger. There's a place called Backyard Barbecue very close to Highline. If you get your taxi back to that area and you're waiting for your ferry, sandwiches run like $20 to $25. You want to throw in a beer. You can bring your own food if you wanted to cut back on that cost as well. You don't have to go and get food from anywhere. You could also eat at the clubhouse. And I'd also recommend from your taxi driver, if you're not really willing to take a risk with Uber, middle of the winter, you might have a harder time getting an Uber than you do in the summer. Get your taxi's phone number, that taxi driver's, and he'll pick you up. That's what Jameis and I did. It made life a lot easier. And I was home by, I think, 7:30, 8 o'clock that night after teeing off at 10:15 on Nantucket. So if you're looking for a little bit of an adventure and you're okay spending maybe between $225 and $275 to play a golf course all in, that usually costs $255 just to walk in the summer, this is a great opportunity and a great thing to try to do. Get three friends. Keep an eye on the weather. Do you think it's worth it? Have you done this? Would love to hear from other people. I've also done a couple of videos about golf courses that I think are just better to play in the winter. I made that video, and I've also just covered some golf courses on Cape Cod in general. If you don't want to get on a ferry, but you're looking for some pretty decent golf to play, there's some places on the Cape that stay open, that microclimate. Golf's just a little bit better down there year-round anyway. So I've made those two videos. You can absolutely check those out too. Thanks for liking this video. Thank you for subscribing to this channel so you get my videos every week when I upload them. And we'll see you next week on Base Day Golf.